Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses.
Hey, you guys, it's Tara. I hope you are having a fantastic day. So today I need to just address something, and this is probably a little bit of my soapbox, but it's super important that you get this concept. I'm sure I've touched on it before, but I was just in a meeting, and I think one of the hardest things for people to get about creating a course is what should be included in the course. And I don't mean like once you get into the course what should be included. I mean at the beginning. So when you are an expert or you have something that you want to share, you tend to go straight into, here's the information or the content that I want to talk about. And so I am just going to create a topic outline of all of the things that I want to talk about, and then I'm going to talk, and I'm going to give you information, and I'm going to give you lots of content, and it's going to be fabulous because I'm going to tell you everything that I know, which is totally, totally the wrong approach. And I'm going to tell you why that's the wrong approach. Because when you look at it from a content or an information perspective, or even a perspective of what you know, and thinking that the value that you're providing to someone is to give them everything that you know, what happens is they get so overwhelmed with the information that they never learn how to apply the information to anything unless you show them that path. So instead of bothering to even think about it from that perspective, what you need to do is you need to flip that, and you need to think about the learner, and you need to think about the path the learner needs to go on in order to be successful. So what does the learner need to be able to do to be successful? What actions and activities do they need to be able to learn in order to be successful? Then when you've identified what they need to learn or what they need to be able to do. So literally what that means is if you're asking me to become a master at something, I can become a master if I'm able to do that thing almost unconsciously, right? So if you think about driving your car, for the most part, my guess is if you were driving into your office today or you were driving to the store, wherever you go on a regular basis, you didn't even think about the fact that you were putting your foot on the accelerator, putting your foot on the gas, or turning the steering wheel, or looking at the cars in front of you and the cars behind you and the cars on the side of you. Like, you weren't even paying attention to all of that because it was so unconscious. It was so automatic because you are a master at driving because you've done it so often, right? If I were just to talk to you about driving and tell you everything that I knew about driving, that would be a completely different experience than you being able to literally get to the grocery store or get to your office without even thinking about it. So when you're thinking about building a course or building an experience for your learners, you need to think like that. How do you get them to the point where they can do what it is you're trying to teach them, get that result almost unconsciously? And if you can get them to that place, you know that you have a customer for life. You have somebody who is going to be successful, is because you've thought about what actions they need to take to get them to that result, right? And so it's about mapping out the steps that they need to take from where they are today to where they're going, not giving them a ton of information, right? And then looking at, you know, okay, here are five topics that they need to know in order to learn this topic. Totally different conversation that what are the topics that they need to be able to do in order to master what it is you're teaching. That's a totally different deal, right? So if you're promising that somebody is going to be able to do this thing once you have walked them through your system, then they better be able to do it. And so you need to be focused on those actions, those activities that they need to do. And then, and only then, do you tie the information into that actual activity. And so let me repeat that, because it's so critical, is that you need to think of the actions or the steps that somebody needs to take in order to get from point A to point B, right, which is that result. They are going to focus on the actions, and then you're going to give them as much information as they need in order to be able to do each of those steps until they ultimately get to the result that you're trying to teach them. And this is so critical. I've had hundreds of conversations with C-level people in large corporations, all the way to entrepreneurs and experts who are trying to get their message out in a new way. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who I'm talking to. Everyone has a tendency to just start with the information, the topics, and not really look at it from the results standpoint. What does that learner need to be able to do to get the results that you're promising them? So then they can be successful. And it will completely change the success of your course. It will completely change the success of your employees or your team or whoever it is that you are teaching, because you're focused on them. You're not focused on yourself and your expertise. And I'll probably end up repeating this on a regular basis, because it is the number one reason why courses fail. It's the number one reason why people aren't getting results taking your courses, because you see the value is more important in what you're teaching and sharing your expertise versus helping that learner go from where they are today to where they need to be to get the results. If that is your laser focus, you will be successful in getting results, getting testimonials, getting people to be raving fans of your courses, because you're able to get them results because you're focused on it. You're building that experience, you're building that journey, and you're being very intentional about how they're going down the path versus sort of the traditional education model, right, where we go and listen to a lecture and then we have to extrapolate the information from that lecture or that book in order to pass a test or to, you know, incorporate that knowledge into our heads somehow to learn somehow how to apply it to the real world, which means that none of it is applicable to what we're doing because most of the time we can't find any meaning in all of the information unless someone is helping us see how that information applies directly into what we need at the time that we're learning it in order to go on the next point of our journey. So hopefully this serves you and is helpful for you as you are thinking about how to put together that initial outline for your course and what to focus on. Because if you take the focus off of what you know and the topics and the information and put your focus on the learner and the journey that they need to take to be successful, you will hands down, number one, have an easier time of putting together your curriculum. And number two, be way more successful in what you're producing is because you are manufacturing that experience for that learner that walks them through the steps that they need to be successful. So enjoy this. Hope this serves you. Add a comment below or give us a shout out. We'd love to have you pass this on to more people. In the meantime, feel free to visit us at CourseBuildingSecrets.com. Hey everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So I would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year because listen, your kids get to go to camp, other people get to go to camp. So I think over the summer, we should all go to camp as well. All right. So we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.